You know, comfort is personal. For me, comfort is crawling into bed at the end of a long day and knowing I'm going to wake up feeling good, not sore, not sweaty, just rested. That's why I love what Avocado Green Mattress is doing. Their eco-organic mattress is their most affordable option. But here's the thing. It doesn't cut corners. It's a hybrid latex mattress with the perfect medium firmness, soft, supportive, and designed to last. You'll feel just as good getting into it as you do getting out of it. And here's something I really appreciate. Avocado owns their own springs, wool, and latex supply, so they pass the savings on to you. That means you get healthier, organic sleep at a surprisingly affordable price without compromise. Plus, it's sustainably made with trusted certifications that prove it's better for you and the planet. That's real peace of mind. So head to avocadogreenmattress.com today and save up to 20% on Avocado's certified organic mattresses. Avocado, dream of better.
Hey guys, Paul here. Come along and see us. Let's go.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, I'm Mike. As the guy said, very nice to have you here on the Mike O'Mara Show for a Thirsty Thursday. We are delighted to have you along, and we've got a lot to deal with on today's show.
Too much, really, Mike. Too much.
Well, it is, you know, it is a crazy time. And crazy times breed crazy discussions, and crazy discussions sometimes breed wonderful, beautiful ideas. Like before the show, when we were talking about something that directly impacts us personally, and that is that yesterday we were very excited when I would sing to people for the super chats that we would get. Let me explain the world of podcasting. You'll see a lot of content online and on the air. We have a multi-pronged business enterprise here. There is a merchandise element. There is a subscription element. There is an advertiser element. And, you know, people might say, don't you have enough? No, we really don't. We are like many of these enterprises, and that's why we perform at the mercy of our listening audience.
I like to think of it as any business I go in now. It doesn't matter if it's self-checkout or anything. There's a final option when I'm checking out saying,
yes.
Would you like to leave a tip?
Would you like to leave a tip?
Round
would you like
up,
to give this? And so I was watching one of my New York Giants podcasts, and the guy's name is Marshall Green. I'll give him a plug. And Marshall had a terrible head cold over the weekend, and a terrible head cold to go on with that bitching that he does every week. He's enormously satisfying when your team sucks because he just takes it on the chin every week.
Guess,
and he's so emotional.
May I guess what the name of the podcast is?
I don't even know. It's not. It's I think Giants Now or something.
No, no,
like
no.
That.
It has to be Martial Law.
Yeah, I don't think he'd mind.
Into the blue.
I don't think he would mind if we brought up a little of you know one of his bitch sessions. It's Chat Now or Giants something. I think it's called Chat Now Sports. That might be what it is, and it's Marshall Green, and it's a New York Giants podcast.
Like at the beginning of the season, was Marshall Green optimistic, and does he ever cheer the team?
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, my God.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
If they, Cam Scannabin,
he will hand them praise, yeah.
He will do a live feed without the video, obviously, while
like
the Giants are on the end.
Yeah. Complaining or looking ahead? Would you like him talking about Dart?
I'd like him bitching about the last game because that's when he was at his most coldy and you know and these are young men primarily. These are young men that do this. These are the domain of the old men bitching is usually on the radio.
Right.
The young men that come in are guys that are super fans and it's interesting. But we'll get to the whole thing about
this is pre Jackson Dart what we're gonna hear.
Jackson Dart being named the starting quarterback of the Giants. They do super chats where people donate a lot of money during the super chats for their show. And, you know, and I was just thinking, and people that you notice how it's like slowly creeping in now because people are hearing money and going in our chat group. This is our chat group. When they hear it, they're like, should I? Let's take a look. Do you have Marshall Green up for us?
I believe this is Marshall Green. This is Giants Now by Chat Sports.
Giants Now.
Did Giants, okay. New York That's Giants now. Lose to the Kansas City Chiefs because they are a bad coached football team. They're a bad roster, and their owner is John Mara. It starts from the top. John Mara was lazy and didn't want to go through another coaching
Isn't it great?
Search and didn't want to go through another GM search.
He has an axe
so
to grind.
So he brought back Brian Daboll.
Oh, yeah. All right. Tyler Joe Dog. James. Yeah, I don't remember
Brian
the name
Daboll
of the podcast. Sorry.
Up jobless tomorrow,
Giants Now. How's that? That's a real pull.
They were allowed.
Yeah, how about Shut Up Now?
Once again, Graham Gano cost you a football game. Brutal. Russell Wilson is washed. He's a terrible quarterback. He should never start again for the Giants.
It's satisfying.
Put
it is.
Jackson
it is
Garner.
Somehow.
That's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough. That's enough. That's fine. That's you know. Josh does
it's
a variety.
It's why I do it with the Orioles.
It's and it's delightful. The fans need it.
Oh my God! I'm sorry.
Is that the sound we get when we get a super chat today? Is that
it
what
was
you're
one
play?
Of the it was one of the suggested sounds. I'm sorry I hit it early. I feel bad about that.
So the idea is like when he does the live shows, that's a recorded segment. That was him. That was him under control.
Oh, he gets that out of control.
Him. Oh, like you would not believe. It's
I
fun to watch
him,
because I click over to him if the Giants are sucking, and they're always sucking. So I, I watch.
I pictured him different
all the time.
With the, I thought he'd be a little more clean cut. That's all.
No, he's a
young he's not
kid
at
that,
all.
You know, it's like I get a for a lot of these guys, I get a distinctive basement of the science building vibe, which works for me. Yeah. I think it's really really good.
I like that he has a green screen, but he doesn't use a background.
Well, by the way,
well, that's
I like
because
that
it's one of his shorts.
I like that train horn for a super chat. You
okay,
know, that's
this
you know,
one.
And, yeah. But here's the thing. This is what. Let me bring you into one of
here
the.
Is, here's how Jackson, or not
Marshall,
Jackson, Marshall
Green.
Does it.
Yeah. Okay.
After one game or after
so
a game when
this
Russ
is his green
well.
Screen. You can see him.
Yeah.
You
know, okay.
But now it's pretty clear, so they don't get any credit for that.
I don't tell my 9-month-old dog good job for peeing outside anymore.
That's enough. Great clip, Josh. What a great clip you found us. That was perfection right there.
That was clicking to a random spot in the live video.
That was random.
That was
he's
perfect.
So distraught, and you hear the voice is like totally gone.
You can tell he's been yelling all day.
Yeah.
That was a Sunday live stream.
The lead story on today's show, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, a little tease ahead.
Yeah.
During the news today, a poem. At the end of the news, but the poem will be read by Keith Morrison of Dateline.
From Dateline, yeah.
So mm-hmm. I think it's something to look forward to. But first, so we start with
train,
this.
Train yes, horn go. If someone sends a super chat.
Today, but what I was going to say was Rob Spiewak, this is his area where if you give him a little time, and it used to be when he was drinking. You never knew what you would get. It would be just amazing, or it could be crap. Yeah.
Really garbage.
Yeah.
If we get enough super chats today, maybe he will find the right sound by the end of the show.
I kind of like that one, Mike.
You know,
actually.
Like if we try out different sounds for every super chat until we find the one that we stick with.
Mike, what say you to this one?
Okay. That's a backfire.
Not bad.
But what I was going to say is when you combine different things.
I like to combine. I like to layer.
Right?
Yeah.
When you like to layer and edit, and it's got to be brief. That's the problem.
Brief.
I mean, no more than like 10 seconds,
I would have to shorten that diesel horn, ideally.
But diesel and then something like, you know, it's just goofy stuff, you know.
Something subtle.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for this super chat. Nice super chat. Thank you.
I might invoke that as well.
Thanks for the super chat.
The bottom line is we're goosing the people that seem to be participating in our chat. So it helps.
We
us
should
out.
Say super chats are donations through YouTube.
Donations through YouTube. We get 5%. YouTube gets 95%.
Yeah, you're keeping us alive and YouTube.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Now, at the top of the list today, on today's show, it's time to talk about something I know absolutely nothing about. Some might say, hey, Mike, that's every show.
Good night, America, and we appreciate many years of support.
Yesterday, I had it written down, sound bath. And I know nothing about this, but Josh does, because Josh went to a sound bath house.
Yes.
I guess.
Yes.
Is that what you call it now? Yeah.
My wife likes to do this, like, healing and health stuff. And,
okay, so does my wife. I understand. Yeah, I understand
same type
this
of thing.
Type of thing.
And,
okay.
My wife likes oatmeal cookies. So, I mean, everyone has a hobby.
Just threw her under the bus there, Rob. But that's
you bet your ass I did. Mm-hmm.
I always tell her I'm down for anything because, worst case, it's a story for the show.
Yeah.
So I'll go.
Welcome to the world. Welcome, Josh Soroka, to our wonderful world of content development on the show. There it is. Thank you. Yes. And tax write-offs. Oh, because she's an accountant, isn't she?
Yeah,
she knows. She is. That's awesome.
Yeah,
I love that.
She accounts for herself.
So,
yeah.
So please do explain
$30
soundbath.
That I paid yesterday is now getting a write off thanks to this story.
So it's $30 for what it's the $30. Hell is what is sound bath?
All right, so you go
I like
to this,
when like, you call it just sound bath. What is sound bath?
Well, what I think
you'd say what is a sound bath, I would think.
I don't know.
All okay, right, but here's what I'm sorry.
You go to this place, it's like a yoga. It looked like a yoga studio.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
When you go in. And here is I took a picture. So they have these mats.
Hold on, where's that train whistle? Jim Amato, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Thank you. Jim Amato, don't let the trolls get you down. Love you long time. Where the hell's the train? Rob,
Mike, it didn't import. What fingers? No. It didn't import. I'll get it in a second.
The sound has to come before we even notice the super chat.
Yes.
You got to be faster.
Yes. Yes. You're right. Faster. You're right. You have to be faster.
That's you have to at least beat Mike to the super chat.
You're exactly right.
Where is it now?
Well, Mike, I was being told.
Why are you yelling at me? It's your up.
Well, that's a
where's
word.
Where's the train whistle?
Give me a moment. God damn it. I didn't think we'd get that fast.
God.
I know. Here we go. Thank you, Jim.
You might want to fade it down a little bit to shorten it.
Sure. I mentioned that earlier.
But thank you, Jim. But
thanks, Jim.
And thank everybody.
All right. Now let's see who sends it
Rob,
next to see
really?
If Rob can get it in
Blame
faster.
Everybody except yourself. Anyway, go ahead. What is this? Right. Tell us again.
So this is where you go. This is like a yoga studio, and you see these floor mats and pillows and blankets. So they tell you to lay down on these.
Oh, lay down. I was going to say, if it was sitting on the floor, that's, you know.
Well, essentially, he is sitting on the floor. Even
you're laying,
a mat.
You're lying down on the floor.
Okay.
And that mat does not do any padding. That is a very thin mat.
Yeah.
Now, is that for your, because I've been that, in you know, the yes. facial boot, is that for the under that's, the knees or is that for supporting the head?
No, that's for under the knees.
Under the knees.
In
okay.
this
okay.
picture, I do not have the little pillow, and then they give you a little eye pillow that you put over your eyes.
And do you have, now one of my issues when I go into the world's greatest esthetician is that I need neck support. Apparently these ladies that go in for facials have incredible flexibility in their cervical spine. Do you get any neck support on those mats?
Yeah, there's a pillow. There's a pillow for my neck. And they said if you need more support, they had more pillows.
Okay, so but, you can do that and you lie down. And
yeah,
I see,
you lie down. You
I would have asked for about 10 pillows just to see if they could bring them.
You cover up your eyes, and then it's kind of like a kindergarten nap session for adults.
Oh, okay.
There
okay.
are 12 right. people in this room all laying down, eyes covered, blankets, laying on these mats. And then the teacher starts walking around and talking in a calm voice, walking through like a meditation type thing while playing some chimes.
And is the teacher's voice pleasant? Is it pleasant?
It's fine. Yes.
Is she doing?
I want you to breathe in
and breathe out.
It's the deep breath through your nose, exhale through your mouth. So it's this calming down, like you're being put down for a nap, and they're playing.
You mean
these
calming?
Little, that's what I said.
Well, see, when you here's the thing. Sometimes when the consonants are dropped and you say common, it can be C-O-M-M-O-N, you see.
True.
That would be a case where dropping the consonant really brings confusion.
So yes. I feel like a great rapper,
Common. I love him.
Oh, great guy.
So yes. I feel like I'm being put down for a nap.
Okay.
Which is fine. It is 6:30 in the evening. I could use a nap.
Sure. That would be appealing to me too, I would think.
Is Kelly a napper?
No.
Okay. No. Just checking.
No, we're not nappers.
Okay.
But the only odd part is that there's 12 other people also taking a nap.
That is weird. Together. That is weird.
The common room.
So, yeah.
Right.
Mike, you and I have thoughts on the common room from chiropractory.
Yeah, I don't care for it that much. I don't like that. But if you're closing your eyes and you're drifting away.
They walk, they talk, then she stops talking and she starts playing her instruments.
Oh.
While you're laying there.
Oh, okay.
And I grabbed a video of the instruments as an example.
All right.
Okay.
Right here. So she plays these bowls. And this is what you hear.
I like it.
I'd kill myself.
You would?
Yes, I couldn't do that.
Why?
It just sounds, that doesn't sound appropriate. It doesn't sound like real music. It's not soothing to me.
Yeah. But what's weird is that you can't get on the YouTube video is you feel the tone of those bowls, you feel the vibration.
And good or
how
bad?
How loud is it?
Good or bad, the vibration?
Good, but it's weird. It's a weird vibration where like the hairs of your arms stand up. And like you don't feel like you're shaking, but like it calms you. And it's very odd. I definitely fell asleep.
Yeah.
Real quickly. Until I was poked twice by Kelly for snoring.
I would. Oh, snoring.
Yeah. It's inevitable though. If you're going into that environment, you're there to relax.
Especially with no pillows.
But what I noticed is the vibration. It made my wrist hurt and my ankles hurt. And for Kelly, it was her elbow. And they told us before it's
where do they put the
have...
cuffs?
Hold on. They told you before what?
They told us before that it's like wherever you have like stress built up, that the vibration clears it. And to make things even odder is yesterday I was telling Rob at some point, I was telling you about how my shoulder has been hurt since Europe.
Yeah.
And it came out feeling like $1 million yesterday.
I will
That's
tell you,
crazy.
I've been
Carla and I would be, I would do this with her.
It's worth trying.
I think that I will once in a blue moon when Carla comes home at like 2 or 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it maybe once every 3 weeks or so, she said, come on, take a quick 1 hour nap with me. And I will do it. And she puts on the sounds in the background,
I have it, Mike. The one she plays when you nap.
Okay,
if it would play, Jesus, what a great
you
day
want to do this.
So
let me make a suggestion. Hold on, let me make a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
All right, after the show today, take some good amount of time and work on your whole system. To get so that this doesn't happen that much, so that really everything is ready to go. Whatever you can do,
mm-hmm.
see if you can do it,
Mike. I now have the music.
Do you think that might be an interesting idea?
It's something that I've been planning to do, and I've just I hate change.
For how many years? That's a joke.
That was. That was a terrific joke. Yeah.
That's just a little joke. That's something I've been planning to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Okay.
I sound like our current president. I have plans to have
you mean concepts of a plan.
Concepts of a plan. Mike, here's the music that Carla plays when you take your naps.
All right, here we go.
Woo! Do you feel it in your wrist?
I am fascinated by anything that has a medicinal element because I'm the oldest guy and you start falling apart and you want anything. You can get any itch.
And I Googled ahead of time and it said it affects people in different ways. Some people hallucinate and everything. So I was
Did anyone become visibly aroused in your class?
Oh, dear.
I'll tell you. My. Kelly said that she felt like she went into like a trance spot. I think she ruined that for me by poking me every time I was snoring.
That could be. Yeah.
So I never was able to get there. But I had a good nap. I heard two sounds I heard from other people during it. At one point, someone definitely farted.
Oh, no.
On the other side of the room.
Yep. like, did you notice it? Did you notice because of sound or did you notice because of smell?
Sound.
Okay. All right. Because that would be gross.
Then the other sound, the person on the other side of Kelly was definitely sobbing.
Like
something
crying?
Was going on where she was crying. Yes.
Oh, wow. Yes. Wow. That to me, is appealing as well.
And like I said, it was $30. I think it was 45 minutes.
Wow. I think I might cry if I had to pay that.
You wouldn't like the sound of the, you don't like the like wine glass where you
However,
run your finger.
You know
over.
What Josh said, and I buy it, is that it's not captured in the video. If it does have
the
it
weird
more of
vibration.
A texture or a vibration to it, I would like to try it. But if it was just like listening to that sound, no, it sounds too false to me.
And I tell you, I took the mat furthest away from the bowls because I was concerned about what if I don't like the vibration.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that fascinates me, and I buy into some of this stuff, that the vibrations... Because I believe in electricity and it's all electric and it's all that maybe your joints would be. I'm fascinated by that. That you'd have areas that were inflamed that would be calmed down. It's the same as putting a Theragun on your elbow or getting the electrodes on your back when you go to a chiropractor.
I would say, that's very much like the chiropractor is what it reminds me of.
Yeah.
And
it's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie.
And it really can sneak up on you. It's a lot of stuff. Yeah.
So I don't know where she found this, but I'd give it a try. I would do it again.
I wonder if you can find more information.
Worst case, you have a nap.
How big was the room?
The room was
10 foot
probably,
by 10
no,
foot.
It was probably like, no, it was probably 20 by 30.
So it's a large, big. It's a pretty large room.
Like, mm-hmm. There were like 12 to 14 people in this room napping. Okay.
All right, because I'm thinking, with Carla's new space and all, you know, any side hustle.
I'm curious,
you could play
Josh,
those bowls.
If you were to just generalize the other, what do you call them, students, clients in there, can you paint with any broad strokes that describe the people that were there? Okay,
of
great.
Of course, I'm watching this.
Yeah, of course.
Because one, I'm going in assuming I'm the only guy here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all younger people.
Okay.
Actually, there might have been two hippie ladies that were older, but for the most part, it was younger women and two other men. One was another husband dragged out like me, and then one guy there all by himself.
What would be the average age in the group that you were with?
Late 20s to end 30s.
New age kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
For the single guy, Mike, he was looking for love.
Well, the single guy, I was so intrigued by the single guy because he's not what I would have guessed as a single guy going here. He was a muscle bound, like bodybuilder type guy.
Okay.
Like he was big guy. Like he had actually like worked out and stuff.
Do you have any more audio of what was played at all? Did you have, did she play anything besides those?
It was mostly these bowls in different tones.
And keep them on. I'm actually enjoying that right now.
And I think that you need the physical bowls because I don't think you can get the same vibrations from a speaker.
Probably not. I bet they're not cheap either. I bet those things cost money.
Well, I have a set of four, but I mostly use them for appetizers.
I don't know. So at the end, everyone's waking up and they slowly wake you up and everyone's sitting up and stretching. And then when you ask about the other clientele, the lady who played the bowls say, and we have another healer here who's visiting as well. And this is one of the clients there. Plays these bowls someplace else. And then someone else says how they do this other yoga thing.
So she's got people that do this coming to see her because she must be really good at it.
I guess so. Or because they want, I guess you don't get the same healing if you play versus if you.
That guy, Mike, actually has a big concert coming up if you want to see him. He's at the Hollywood Bowl.
I think I would be inclined, because I'm all about, I love the idea of not, I don't necessarily like getting deep tissue massage because it can be painful for
it
me.
Can.
But the idea of just chilling, is it a half hour? Is that
it was
how long?
45 minutes.
45 minutes, perfect. I would be able to handle 45
minutes. It's worth
minutes.
Trying. And like I said, I don't understand why, but my shoulder felt better coming out of that than all the deep tissue massages.
Is sound bath all around the country now? Is it everywhere?
I assume so. I think it's a yoga thing. I think every yoga studio probably offers
it. When your wife, when Kelly poked you awake, did she poke you in your sore shoulder? Maybe that's what fixed it.
No, it was not.
By the way, yoga, I think I want to say it's Bikram yoga is one of the kind of yoga. My wife went to a yoga place and had an absolutely horrible experience.
Really?
There's some yoga instruction around the country that can be very heavy-handed and very rules-oriented.
Yeah.
And if you're not doing it perfectly, that's what I was expecting going in.
Because that's what I think about as far as yoga is rules and...
Thank you very much. Good morning from Packer and Brewer country. Yes, sir. Hey, how about your Milwaukee Brewers? What a season they are having. And the Packers, go Pack, go. Thank you, Scoob. We appreciate that. And I do like the train. And I know that the trains definitely get a nice little pop. And see, that's it. A little rehearsal and you're back on track. How about
that? Thank you. It's good to be back.
That's wonderful. I think that I would try it. I would try the sound bath. I really, really would. I love stuff like that. I really do.
I would go if I could go with Mike.
We couldn't be on.
Well, we'd have to be on opposite sides of the 20x30 room. But yeah. I also
then if you're on opposite sides, it's a challenge.
If we were on mats lying next to each other, yes. Rob would do the first two snoring sounds, and then I would do the third one. And he knows what I'm talking about here too with I said curly, but he would do the. All right, go ahead. So you do the first snore.
Beep, 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 beep. Exactly.
Beep, 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 beep. And then poking each other.
You're going to have to turn on the bowls if you do that. But, Mike, it would take 4 seconds to evolve into a fart sound.
Please leave. Gentlemen. Gentlemen,
we're going to now start the bowls now. Yeah.
That's I think it's worth trying. I think it is absolutely worth trying. What's also worth trying, ladies and gentlemen, is that all you have on sound bath? I don't want to cut you off here.
That is the sound bath.
What's also worth trying is for me to contact my accountant and figure out just how to manage this money train that is out of control with travel baseball. And I think I know what's going to happen.
I thought
eventually.
You were going to talk about the income that you were getting when you talk about calling your accountant. He's not managing stuff that's in the black. It's more in the red.
Here it is.
Call your loan officer.
This is what's going on here. And this will probably be the last thing. It's going to be a lot of miles. Mrs. O'Mara is away on a business trip this weekend. She will be heading to the other side of the state. We, Michael and I, on Friday, well, actually Saturday, another of these travel tournaments, and just far enough where it's just over 2 hours away, where normally I would just be up. If I wanted to stay overnight, I would stay overnight Saturday night. Unfortunately, I had to weigh it. The game that is 2 hours, 2:10 away from us down here in Fort Myers is at 8 a.m. on Saturday morning. So it will be a Friday night and a Saturday night. Now, two things at play here. First of all, I certainly can't do this for every tournament he's in. I really can't. And I think that, there are some that are closer to home. It now totally makes sense when you're talking about the investment of the fees for the tournament, the investment for the equipment, the investment for the coaching, the investment for private stuff that you do. It's a money pit. It is a money pit.
Yeah.
Is this a themed tournament?
I believe it is. This one is.
Is it Margaritaville?
It is a large tournament. It might have multiple locations.
Okay. No, a themed tournament. I bet you'll get this at the end of October. You'll get like a Halloween themed tournament.
Oh, I was joking.
That is, what's fun about that is it's another racket because it's to get you to buy new uniforms that are now Halloween themed.
God. Oh, it's
as you know. You want a zombie-inspired baseball uniform.
All right, so here's what's going on. I find, I don't want to say a good rate because it's a pretty good rate. It's a pretty good rate. But they're all... they're all over $100 a night.
I was going to say, nothing under three digits?
Nothing under three. I mean, the things under three digits would be like, you know, if you wanted to, you know, jump into bed and a needle sticks you in the ass.
I'm remembering the truck stop motel I patronized in Doswell, Virginia. I'm sure it's very much like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's all hotels now.
I think it
costs more, and I don't understand because they do less housekeeping than ever.
And it is, you know, the numbers you pay for a motel now are the numbers that I used to easily pay for a really nice hotel.
Yeah,
so
true.
That's the way it goes. And it depends, you know.
Did you go into the group chat and say, does anyone want to bunk up?
No. Yeah, that'll be happening.
I'll be in the sunflower seed suite. Come and see me.
Although Carla is away this weekend, and there's one particular... No.
Mike,
yes.
Mm-hmm. You can be friendly, just don't be friendly.
Friendly. So it's up there. And then the other concern, Mrs. O'Mara has a traditional vehicle. I have a modern space-age vehicle that runs on battery power. And so now... This is the first time since I took my kid across the state.
Is it an aircraft? You're never specific about it.
It is an automobile with wheels and rubber on the road.
All right,
and,
very good.
The last time I took it a distance, I was quite challenged by the charging. And so I'm a little nervous. I found this particular place with two criteria. The main intersection of where the game is. So I think that's where I am. And then I found it by putting in hotels with chargers. Car chargers.
Okay.
This one popped up. I went and pulled the trigger on it. By the way, this was at 3:30 in the morning when I couldn't sleep because my mind was racing.
You were so upset about having to spend more money on travel baseball that it sacked your bedtime.
I just decided the idea is so it's an 8 a.m. start. And we would have to be at the ballpark at 7 a.m. So we would have to leave at the latest by 5 a.m. To get up there. And
that's a stressful drive at 5 a.m.
It's a stressful drive with all the semis that are on the road.
It's stressful enough to get up at 7 and walk across the street. That's still an early call.
It's not, I just didn't want to do it. So that's the thing. And then, but the whole idea of not only doing it on Friday night, but then Carla being away on the weekend so my buddy who I hang with, because as I discussed yesterday, I don't talk to a lot of people there. But it's more fun than when they get both teams combined. You know, the talented kids and then the kids in my son's division. And so it is the idea. It's just a little different. My only real concern will be proximity. Am I going to be in the right place? Because you're always not 1,000% sure that you're not going to drive another half hour when you get up there. And then being able to have the juice to get my car from point A to point B without a problem.
How long does it take to charge a full battery on
your car?
That
depends on the charger.
And the amount of phlegm on the charging cable.
I don't have an electric car, but I've been... wondering this when I see the chargers at hotels. Mm-hmm. These hotels, they only have like two chargers. And more people are buying electric cars.
Yes.
And everyone wants those two spots.
It's the infrastructure issue with electric vehicles.
I've seen how Mike handles this. What he does is he will back up, and there's usually a wheelchair ramp. He will drive on the sidewalk, strong left, on the grass to the charger, unplug the person who obviously doesn't need it, and take his plug, and then you're all good.
And if they yell at me, I'll say, do you see the way I'm walking? anyway.
From what I notice about people, they don't seem like the most good-natured people that are going to just get up and set a timer to be like, well, my car's charged in four hours. I'll empty the parking spot.
Seems
more like I'll leave when I leave.
This is the equivalent of in college when people would leave their clothes in the dryer.
It's done, but it's still there.
Yeah.
I will tell you this, that if need be, I will travel when I drop him off at his little pregame thing that he has to do, and I will arrive perhaps a little after the game starts, just to make sure that I get some juice in the car.
Could you get like a splitter or an extension cord that when you plug it in, you could charge like four cars with it?
No. No, that does not exist. And the fast charging is something that is still, I believe, look, it's been so long. I'm going to be enlightening you when I okay. come back on the show on Monday to let you know what's going to happen. But right now, I just don't know. All I know is it's getting to be a little goofy with all this. I did not realize, I assumed that the tournaments were going to be up there, down here, up there, down here. And now we've had an up there, which you can eat.
When,
and
when's your Jacksonville tournament? I'll go to that one.
Jacksonville, I hope.
And the Fredericks, I'll go to the Fredericksburg tournament.
It's by the way, this is nothing compared to what certain parents do. There are parents that go from Florida to the Carolinas, up to Virginia, that right. do that. And especially when they get into like all-star games. But it's okay. I'll be.
You're all
be,
caught up
fine.
In this hoopla, and I understand it's a bit overwhelming, especially it's your first time with Travel Ball.
Right?
How's Michael doing with all the excitement
I
and the changes and stuff?
Very pointedly. Yeah. Yesterday, I asked him. I said, "Are you digging this? Are you having fun? Is it fun for you?" Mm-hmm. And I meant that not to get a I wasn't trying to give him an opt out. I wanted to make sure that all this stuff's going on, that he still loves it, and I think he does.
Good.
Because he gave me a rousing yes, of course. That kind of a what are you asking me that stupid question for?
It wasn't Hey, do you want to go to the tournament this weekend, or do you want this box of Pokemon cards?
Yeah.
That would be a total manipulation.
Yes.
I think, in my mind, keeping him in these organized activities is good for him. And I think, it is something I never had. I never had the opportunities to do it, and I love, at least on that end of things, being able to do better for him, and we shall see what happens. And
Another question, Mike, about the hospitality industry. You mentioned that you were forced to pay too much for your motel.
Yeah.
Is it a brand name motel?
Yes.
Or, okay, well, that's good.
Right.
That's good. Did you ask if they have a sound bath?
They don't have sound baths, but, the chain, you've heard that it's a national chain.
Oh, what is it?
It's Tony's Pizza and Motel.
Yes, I have. I've slept there. It's great.
Pizza. Dr. Rolando said, call roadside assistance so I can show up. Sure, I'll do that if you're local.
I do it every day. I'm not out there, but I just call roadside assistance. Let
Steve
them know
said,
I'm okay.
Is there a Buc-ee's to stop and charge? Josh, are Buc-ee's known
I
for their chargers?
They do have some chargers, but I don't believe they're on that side of the state yet.
Oh, and you'd have to wait at Buc-ee's. I mean, there are worse places to wait, but still, you want to park the car and go and unwind.
Buc-ee's is a great spot because there's things to wander around inside that store.
Yeah, but Buc-ee's charges too much for gas. They pay you pay
you're,
for
that's
the
a
convenience.
Lie. No, it's the cheapest place around.
I charted it when I drove up from Miami. It was always 3 or 4 cents more than the competitor.
It's not in Florida. It's
okay.
The cheapest place. I hate going there because of all the tourists. But if you go like 10 p.m. it's the cheapest thing around.
And you can get candied almonds.
Yum, yum.
They are.
Look, this is, once again, because it's cumbersome. And it's funny how certain things help you online where you can instantly figure something out. Mm-hmm. When it comes to little things like this, like where are the charges? What do they do? It's almost deliberately cryptic. It's almost as though they just don't want to give you real definitive information.
Because then they don't have to honor it, you know?
Yeah, I bet there's an app. I bet there's an app for it.
I think there is.
Google Maps type thing of chargers.
I know. I think there's all of that. The stuff that I just want to Google and know. That's what I want.
Do they have a continental breakfast?
Yes, they do. They have the free breakfast, but.
Do they have a pancake machine?
I don't know if they have a pancake machine in Checky. I don't know. I really don't know if they have
that. I'm not being Checky. I mean, that's sort of next level breakfast stuff when they have the waffle and pancake machine.
Oh, absolutely. They might as well just have a heliport on top of the hotel with a pancake.
Do they have square eggs?
Absolutely. I do know. Does it open it up into a larger suite?
I don't know, sir. I just
I
don't know.
I have no idea. So I'll keep you posted on that. And the good news is that when I get back home, I am going to a sound bath. That is a lot.
Excellent.
consider that a 100% guarantee. We got news coming up, but first I want to tell you about our wonderful client, Soul. A lot of stuff going on. Are you having trouble shutting your brain off at night? Soul's out-of-office gummies are your ticket to calm, helping you relax, quiet the noise, drift off naturally. With the perfect mix of CBD and THC, they deliver a smooth buzz that melts stress, lifts your mood, and sparks creativity. Choose your vibe from a light 1.5 milligram microdose to the bold new 15 milligram gummy when you want to fully unplug. Rob will be doing that this evening right after he goes to sound study. The sound bath study.
What's really exciting before the sound bath. Oh,
yeah. Mike, you know, you may think that I take the 15 because I want to escape my miserable life. No.
Right.
The fact is, it's just the best tasting one.
That's good. That's good. And, you know, maybe take like two 15s, go into your soundboard, and, you know, who knows what we'll get tomorrow.
Yeah. I'll take like two 15s and you'll get an eulogy tomorrow is what you'll get.
By the way, you can try out the new office beverage, a refreshing alcohol-free out-of-office beverage. It's a great... Oh, thank you very much. We'll do that in a second. It's an alcohol-free way to unwind solo or with friends. Tastes so good. And when it's deep restorative sleep, your after-soul sleep gummies have you covered. Every product hemp-derived, delicious, and crafted with wellness in mind so you can actually feel good about feeling good. These things can make your mindset 100% groovy. And now that's a good thing. Bring the good vibes and treat yourself to Soul today. Right now, Soul offering our audience 30% off our entire order, your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com, promo code TMOS for 30% off. Hit that horn again, Shannon Fisher.
Oh. And the horn. Mike, you threw me.
Did you take two 15s this morning?
You can fade it out.
Okay.
1999 from Shannon Fisher. Thank you. We'll get it right. We'll get it right.
My question is this, because I want to know about performance. I did hit the horn when it popped up to alert you to it.
Yeah, in the middle of a spot.
Yeah, not
you know,
throwing a
just
spot.
Just a commonsensical middle of a spot. Not that I'm going to lose my ass today, but just
don't lose your ass.
In the middle of a spot, maybe not the best choice.
All right,
I understand because before it was non-existent, and then it was finally you had it at your fingertips, and that I get it. I
the
get
horn
how
should
that
interrupt
works.
Anything except a spot.
All right. The rules are in place.
And it can interrupt internal spots.
We will resume our wah-wah training session after this news for you, ladies and gentlemen. Let's start today with the University of Maryland, close to home, where Josh used to work. And and today, ladies and gentlemen, they've got a problem. I have not even heard of this being a major problem. I've heard of the head variety. But have you heard of body lice?
I would think it would be more prevalent on hairy people.
Body lice. Students are expressing concern over body lice. They were discovered in two College Park campus buildings. I've been on that campus.
Sure.
I have multiple times. I can see where, you know, if you looked at a campus around the country, some of the old ivy-covered campuses, that's really not necessarily the University of Maryland at College Park.
Before they were the Terrapins, they were the lice.
The head lice.
That was their mascot.
This is a big deal. Pest control teams confirmed evidence on the fourth floor of, there they get credit, McKeldin Library. This is one moment I wish I was guesting with the junkies because they would probably know where McKeldin Library is. And in a bathroom at Kirwan Hall.
The Kirwan Hall bathroom is legendary.
Some students said the university was slow to notify them, learning first from friends before receiving an email. It's disgusting and concerning, one student said. Experts note that body lice are uncommon, there it is, compared to head lice, and can spread through clothing and shared items. Symptoms include itchy-bitchy bites.
Itchy-bitchy bites?
No, I'm itchy-bitchy today. symptoms include itchy bites across the body.
Look at that. He's cute.
Lovely. That's a bed bug, isn't it?
It's body lice.
The university advised students to wash clothes. Well, you know.
Can we have that body lice picture back again, Josh? Because I think the best thing to focus on is the skin that it's on.
Lovely.
They really should have creamed their skin before that photo shoot.
They tell them wash clothes, bedding and towels in hot water, bathe daily, vacuum furniture, and seal unwashed items in plastic bags for 2 weeks. Oh, my God.
Did you ever, you know, through any of your children, and Josh, for you too, did you ever do the lice breakout at school?
No, never. Never in my life.
I remember it with other kids getting the letter home, check your kids.
We had to go through kids, Roberts. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Not me growing up in the school.
That's
for
what
some
I mean.
Reason, it was non-existent. But both my daughters have, and I think at one point my son's school had it as well. Happens all the time, it seems.
We had to go through Roberts' hair with the tiniest comb, but he came out clean as a whistle.
The Mayo Clinic Hospital in Phoenix has booted a death-themed coffee truck called Graveyard Shift Coffee from its parking lot. The truck had been a regular fixture between 9 p.m. and 1 a.m. Oh, okay, that's why graveyard shift.
Yeah.
Specifically catering to hospital night shift workers. Well, that's funny.
Yeah.
In fact, the logo was a smiling skeleton wearing green hospital scrubs and holding a cup of coffee. On social media, Graveyard Shift Coffee said, "Due to our logo and name, we are no longer allowed to serve coffee there, effective immediately." They hit up other hospitals, too, including a children's hospital. It's unclear if they are still welcome at those places. And maybe it was a little over the top, you know, with people in hospitals dying and all.
That's the same logo my Dr. Kevin uses.
There it is.
Yeah.
It's not a bad logo.
The menu includes drinks like the Bloody Eye with chocolate and strawberry, the formaldehyde with lavender and honey, and murder spice with honey and cinnamon. I suppose if
none of those sound good.
Yeah.
For coffee.
You know, if you've got a serious health issue, you're in the ICU and you managed to sit up and look out the window and you see that truck, it might be a little disconcerting. I'm not sure.
They're coming for you.
It's hard to imagine Leonardo DiCaprio with a different name, but it almost happened. Here's the story. At the start of Leo's career, he was advised to use a stage name because his real name sounded too ethnic. You know, we've had so many of these stories.
Yeah.
And even going back to my radio career, the concept of someone actually saying too ethnic would have been politically incorrect even back then. You know what I mean? But I guess they said his agent told him, quote, "They're never going to hire you." I guess if it's on that side where it's your representation saying you should try it because it's more mass appeal.
Well, the representation just wants you to make money so they can get 10% of it. So he's going for the path of least resistance there.
Here's a bulletin in the story. DiCaprio is an Italian last name.
What?
Thanks for that. I appreciate that.
No breakdown on Leonardo?
His father, George DiCaprio, is a mix of Italian and German. Leo's agent suggested this name. This agent
it
was the agent Swifty Lazar because the name he suggested was Lenny Williams.
Lenny, that's a great name. Yeah,
Lenny Williams, and even had a headshot made. Williams is inspired by Leo's actual middle name, Wilhelm. So there's the German Leonardo.
So his
Wilhelm
father
DiCaprio.
Is the entire Axis powers, and he wants to name his son Willie. What is it? Willie Tyler and Lester. What was the name?
Lenny Mussolini Williams. That's the name they wanted to go. Leo says his dad tore up the headshot with the fake name and said, "Quote, over my dead body," and the rest is history. And of course, we have Leonardo DiCaprio, which is one of the most beautiful sounding names in all of Hollywood.
My great grandfather was forced to change his name at Ellis Island. His name was Robert W. Polish Guy.
But you had a big Polish name, right? Didn't you?
It's always just been Spiwak.
Spiwak.
Yeah.
Today is National One Hit Wonder Day.
Cool.
So I got so many of these. I'm just going to go through. The number one, I didn't even know. It was from 1996. Return of the Mac. Am I missing something? Mark Morrison.
That's when we brought Mike McIntosh back on our show.
Wow.
No, I don't know. I'm sure it's a fine, upbeat dance record.
Butterfly by Crazy Town, 1999. Mm-hmm. Do you know that one?
Yeah, I do.
That's a popular one.
I know this one from 1969, of course, because I'm old. Spirit in the Sky.
Name the artist. Norman Greenbaum.
You got it. All right. Now we're going to have fun here.
Okay.
1972, Stuck in the Middle with You. Name the artist.
Steeler's Wheel featuring a young Jerry Rafferty.
That's awesome. 1991, I'm Too Sexy.
Oh, right, said Fred. We broke that record on WVCW.
This is self-explanatory. 83 in a big country.
Oh, big country.
Big country. Yeah. Moving right along. Somebody that I used to know, 2011.
Got ye.
Featuring Kimbra. Okay. 1999, She's So High.
It's Tal something?
I'll give it to you. Tal Bachman.
Okay, thank you.
1997, Barely Breathing. I didn't know that one at
that
all.
That was actually written about me. I don't know who sang it.
It's I don't know the song. Do you know the song?
I don't.
Duncan Sheik.
Oh, I know that band. I know the band, so I would probably know the song.
1997, How Bizarre.
OMC.
You got it. I knew he'd do well with this. 1979, well, easy. The Knack.
Oh, My Sharona.
1997.
And you also curveballed that. You got it back. You know, the artist and not
the song. Yeah, because it was so obvious. 1997, Tub Thumping. Who's the artist?
Give me a second. Chumbawamba.
You are killing it. Let me see. 1997. Let's see. The Impression That I Get. Name the artist.
Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
Wow, you're killing it. You are killing this. 1976, Play That Funky Music. Everybody knows this from our radio days.
Wild Cherry.
We got a few more here. 2004, The Reason.
Don't know it. Don't know that song.
You will when I mention the artist. You will if you think about it for a second. The Reason, 2004, Hoobastank.
Ah, shout out to Hoobastank.
This is easy. 1983, Come On, Eileen.
Dexy's Midnight Runners, yeah.
Yeah. Ireland. Almost got a former partner of mine thrown off the radio by making a joke about that.
So true.
1982, easy. Huge hit. Tainted Love, but a one-hit wonder.
Soft Cell,
massive.
Their follow-up, Sex Dwarf, not as popular.
2007, I don't know this one because it's 2007. Shake It.
I don't know that. Too recent.
Metro
for me to...
Station.
Okay. All right.
And 1988, There She Goes. The Laws.
Yeah.
That's pretty darn good.
That is. I love one-hit wonders because I come from a day of when you would buy 45s.
Yeah.
And it was so cool to go and pick up a record and then never hear from a band again.
That's true. I mean, but it happened. And
it does
happening,
all
you
the
know,
time.
Not as much today, but it's a weird music climate
it
today.
Is.
According to a new survey from AAA, 96% of American drivers admit to performing at least one aggressive driving behavior in the past year. Guilty as charged, and I wish I wouldn't, and I wish I couldn't, I just feel as though it's going to bite me in the ass sometime. The one major accident I was ever in had nothing to do with aggressive driving, so that's good. But sometimes I say, probably shouldn't have done that. I don't do it. Do you drive aggressively?
I drove rather aggressively when Carrie killed our car, and I had to go pick her up. I was driving aggressively, but that was just pure anger.
You don't normally do it, right?
No, I think I'm a pretty passive, safe driver if I don't flip my car.
How about you, Josh? Are you aggressive on the behind the wheel?
No, I drive fast, but I'm not aggressive.
Okay, all right. Sometimes it goes hand in hand. Running red lights, speeding, tailgating, honking, cutting off other vehicles. The data shows that cutting off other vehicles and honking out of anger is up from back in 2016. Is anybody surprised at that fact?
I honk a lot, and it grew from the fact that I found out it really embarrassed my kids. If I was just driving down the road and leaned on my horn, I would
honk
it.
And wave.
Honk and wave, exactly. Don't you know who I used to be?
Yeah. You're probably in the less than 1% who honk just for fun.
That's me. That's me. I honk for fun.
That's the opposite of aggressive.
11% of drivers in the study say they've also engaged in violent actions, like intentionally bumping into another car. I've never done anything like that. Or confronting another driver.
Waving a gun out the window.
Looking at another driver,
it was
rolling
a thing
down
in
the
my
window. I've done all that. Sorry.
It was a thing in my family because we grew up in a pretty small area that if you saw someone in the family in front of you at a stop sign, you just go up and tap them with your car. I guess it was the 70s. It was a different time.
And there are their heads that just go to the...
Yeah, exactly.
And cars could handle it back then. Now
that's
you
true.
Do that and it falls apart and all the sensors break.
The study found people under 60 and people with household incomes of $100,000 or more are most likely to drive aggressively. Under 60? What's wrong with me?
Well, Mike, you're out of the key demographic now. You're safe. Yeah.
Well, that's...
And it's the people with the big cars.
Okay.
I think they're in defense.
I get it. All right. Finally today, a 28-year-old guy in what state? Well, you know what state it is.
Yeah.
Florida, named Juan Leon, was arrested last week after he was caught doing a burnout at a red light. The bigger problem was he'd been drinking, and the cops definitely noticed. Juan didn't do the burnout because he was hammered. He told police he was trying to impress girls.
Nice.
The only good news is the cops probably wouldn't have noticed Juan if they didn't hear him revving his engine, which means he could have kept driving drunk and put innocent people at risk. So it did work out that way. Juan was charged with DUI, reckless driving, aggravated assault, and criminal mischief for the damage caused to the crosswalk. And I thought it would be really great to bring Keith Morrison in to tell you the poetry story.
I'm a big fan. Keith Morrison, of course, Josh, he's one of the anchormen, or the reporters, I should say, on Dateline NBC, and he covers some gruesome stuff.
This is Keith Morrison and a poem about drunk driver Juan Leon.
Thank you.
Hi. This is the story of Juan Leon, who until last week was a complete unknown. But Juan Leon, he blew his cover when he hit the gas and burned some rubber. The cops heard Juan and he got busted because drinking and driving cannot be trusted. So Juan Leon, he soon confessed that he thought the girls would be impressed. The bigger the skid mark that he made, better chance that he'd get laid. So now in jail, he sits alone, the sad and lonely Juan Leon. The lesson, though it might sound corny, is don't burn out when you get horny. No. It's always dumb to drink and drive. Just don't do it. Stay alive. Get an Uber on the phone and don't end up like Juan Leon. Thank you. Thank
Keith,
you very much.
Will you entertain one question?
I sure will. You know.
Have you ever done anything in your car to get some trim?
Oh, absolutely. I take a mirror out and aim it at my crotch.
I also thought, don't you have a very expensive sound system?
Yeah, very expensive. I'd love to chat more, but I've got to go to my sound bath.
Bye, Keith.
See you later. See you later, everybody. That's a little poetry for you today. More show coming, but first, Naked Wines. I'm here to tell you about them. Nothing better than Naked Wines. We love them. We love them. We love them. The sponsor of today's show, Graham, Naked Wines, a wine club that directly connects you to the best independent winemakers so you can get world-class wine delivered straight to your door. Use our code, TMOS, for the code and password. Sometimes when I do Keith Morrison, I feel like he's entering into the spot, and I'm trying to fight it a little bit.
I understand, yes.
Yeah, the code and password at nakedwines.com. And get $100 off your first order. That's six bottles for just $39.99. Or is it? How do they do it? The naked people bring you amazing wine straight from the winery.
People.
Yeah, they're good at naked people. Up to 60% less than what you would pay in the store. Stores rip you off. They cut out the middlemen so winemakers can pass those savings on to you without skimping on quality. Plain and simple, the wine from Naked Wines is amazing. You've seen me drink it on the show. I opened a bottle last Sunday. It's just the best, and every bottle is better than the last. Now is the time to join the Naked Wines community. Head to nakedwines.com/TMOS, click Enter Voucher, and put in my code, TMOS, for both the code and password to get $100 off your first order. That's six bottles for only $39.99, with shipping included. $100 off your first six bottles at nakedwines.com/TMOS. And don't forget to use the code and password. It's TMOS, but I've told you that before. Six bottles of wine, $39.99. Thank you in advance. I'm Keith Morrison. Oh, hold on. Let me see. Let's say hi to Steve. Just Steve. Steve, just Steve. Super sticker. Super sticker. It's a super sticker from Steve. Thank you very much. Boy, I tell you, we keep getting these, super chats, and we're just going to have to keep the train whistle, and you won't have to do anything else.
Let's expand the train whistle.
Okay.
And as you're thinking about it, with different sounds for different values. So, the more money, the bigger the sound.
That's okay. Challenging.
I like that.
He practically rolled his eyes at that suggestion.
I believe he's thinking, and he's got to roll the eyes up to where all the knowledge is.
So you want him to do that today?
No, it doesn't have to be today. It doesn't have on the fly. As we prepare for the future and next week. So I think we need an incentive for larger super chats and
don't
a better,
you know,
bigger
when,
sound.
When people look up and to the left, they are thinking. That's the thing. If they look up and to the right, I think they're lying.
So the different the sound, the more the value? Is that what we're talking
Keith,
about?
Keith, the more money you give, the grander the sound will
be. The bigger the interruption.
So a $50 one would get the train horn, because that's a super chat, right?
Right.
That's what's a sound you would play for the $3.99 one?
That might be one that I just make myself.
No, Steve, I'm kidding.
Thank you.
Steve is my favorite.
Yeah. Go with the Metro sound.
Yeah, bam, bam.
For $3.99.
Yeah. I want to play. Let me see if I've got anything here. Hey, we opened the door to more fun. Yeah, that's a useless sound right there. Absolutely.
You know, Mike, after all these years, I want to buy you a miniature door with a knob that you can open and shut, just like they used to do in the golden age of radio.
Maybe I could, have it right in back of me, you know.
Right on.
I've got one. It's not now. I have a lot of vocals. Okay,
yeah,
I don't have a lot of sounds. Rob's the sound guy. I've got this. This is for Steve and his super chat.
The rent stays like a bubble.
Now, if you can exceed $5, for $5 you will get the AOL dial-up sound. Yeah, a modem.
And,
exactly.
If it's a 20, if it's a 1999 one, I'll give you this one.
Well, I don't get the rain, man. It's cold, but they're...
That's right, beautiful.
Thank you. Moving right along, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, boy. Okay. This is for... I like to have it like go back and forth between all of us. And we got Josh with the sound bath, and I want to talk about my wife in a second here, but I can do that in the next segment.
All right.
So that leaves us with Mr. Rob Spiewak, who has a choice of either talking about Starbucks or just plain water. Both beverages you can drink.
I'll sum up Starbucks. I can probably do both in a brief segment and keep it hot and piping. Like
I'm ready to
coffee
believe
at
you.
Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
Starbucks is apparently going through a big reorganization that is going to cost the company $1 billion. They are laying off 900 people corporately. They are laying off many employees, and they have 18,734 stores in North America, but they're closing 1% of them. Now, that does 1% doesn't sound like a lot, but 1% of 18,000, that's 187 stores going away.
Now, why do they give a reason for this? I mean, is the fact that they are too big hurting their bottom line? Is that what this is about?
Their quote is, they are unable to create the physical environment our customers and partners expect, and where we don't see a financial performance. So they're obviously there's money involved, but it's the ones that don't feel like a coffee shop.
That's a fancy way to say we're closing the ones that aren't making money.
That's it. That's
exactly.
What it is.
True.
It's always
that's the excuse they're giving. So I don't know. Is it because people are making more coffee at home that Starbucks would be
hurting? It is for me. I mean, in this, look, I swear to God, I think about it all the time. When I went a long time. I won't bore you with the details about the fact that I didn't drink coffee because it caused me migraines. And then suddenly later in life, I was able to drink coffee again, and I feel like a kid that missed out, and I love two big black cups of coffee every morning. And when I first started drinking it again, I was all in, and I would run out, drop my kid off at school, and sometimes go to Starbucks, and, you know, it's silly. You're playing for, well, you know, you're paying a lot of money for that. And so
I know there are people
make it
that
at home with Charlie's Choice.
I know that there are people that are coffee addicted. We talked about it with Andy Rooney yesterday. But if you are coffee addicted, I would think it's an insult to pay $6 for it. I will occasionally get a mocha or something because it's a nice treat.
Yeah, it's a treat.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But you can't pay $6 for a cup of coffee in the morning.
I don't think it's about the coffee. I think it's about the experience in these stores. That people used to go to Starbucks and grab their laptop and go and work here.
Right.
And now there's competitions. You can do that at any type of business like this. So when you go to Starbucks and it feels like fast food, it's not an appealing environment anymore.
Yeah, and I think when you talk about the way I did it, I wouldn't bring the laptop in there. I'd be in the drive-thru. And the drive-thru at a coffee shop
really
is...
I thought you were going to say bathroom.
No, it's a hassle. It's a hassle to be behind somebody, you know, when they dick around and
it's
they can't
bad
get their
drive,
order.
It's a bad drive-thru environment. It really is.
I saw a viral video. I watched, oh my God, these horrible videos that I get sometimes. There's a dude, he's in an In-N-Out burger, so I assume it might be a West Coast, but they've got In-N-Outs all over the country now. This dude is in back of somebody. The video picks up with him tapping the back of the car that's in front of him and then literally flooring it and trying to move the car out of the drive-through. And he finally like goes over the curb and goes out into the parking lot, and he's driving like a maniac. Cops show up, tons of cops show up. He twice rams the cops. They end up filling the guy full of holes. It was
that's a guy.
All over a burger.
That's a guy who really wanted his cake pop.
Wow. It wasn't Starbucks. It was In-N-Out Burger.
Oh, okay. I'm not familiar with the menu to make
I mean, it's, you know, but I don't think that, I think you're right. The experience was so new and so fresh. But I also think when you're talking about a corporate model, overexpansion is a real problem.
Well,
with
the saturation,
companies.
There was actually, I used to laugh, there was a country song that was called "There's a Starbucks where the Starbucks used to be."
Yeah.
And that's the way it was. I mean, well,
there's many places where they're right across the street from each other.
It's silly. It's silly.
So you can easily close 180 or whatever and not feel a dent. Mm-hmm.
The first time we booked Tony Perkins on this show, the guy who's on Channel 4 now here in Washington, D.C., but who was on Good Morning America, I said, the studio is easy to find. It's right there on Wisconsin Avenue above, right by the Starbucks. He went to two Starbucks before he found us.
Because they're so concentrated.
They are. Just every couple blocks there was one.
And the
one.
Coffee's okay. That's how I would describe it. I wouldn't say it's crazy. Charlie's Choice is crazy good.
That's crazy good. Exactly, yes, Charlie.
Absolutely.
Now, Charlie, do you also drink water?
Yes, I do. Every goddamn day.
I was thinking about this morning. The first person I ever saw drink a lot of bottled water, like exclusively, was you, Mike.
Yeah,
because when I was interning, you loved Evian, and we had a deal, and you would go through 3 of the liter bottles, or you go through 3 liters of water a show.
Yeah, and it was just, I think that really took effect after I was drinking Diet Coke with a lot of caffeine in it, and I had way too much one day and had like a panic attack, and it was horrible. And I thought I was having I thought my ticker was exploding, and it ended up being just said, how much caffeine did you have? And I realized that I'd had these buckets of Diet Coke, and that was the reason I went to water after that.
Caffeine is a real hard thing to come down off of, because for the weeks after that you have that kind of addiction, you'll get powerful headaches. But you got to get it out of your life. Yeah, it's rough. Mm-hmm. It's bad. So I was thinking that, you know, in today's environment, if I were to go to like a faucet and pour a cup of water for my children, they probably would just turn their nose up at it, because everyone drinks bottled water now.
Yeah.
But I was thinking back to when we used to drink water from the faucet, the spigot, even out of the hose sometimes.
Don't you still do that? I still do that.
I use my water dispenser out of my fridge.
My kids don't. They think it's disgusting.
Yeah.
You drink tap water from your faucet?
On occasion. Florida water sucks, but on occasion, yeah.
Do you know what I do in the bathroom?
I definitely do.
Do you have a filtration system in your house?
No.
Do you have a water filter attached to your sink?
No.
Do you have
There is one on the fridge thing.
Yeah. I use exclusively, even with coffee, I use the filtered water from the fridge. And then because every day I'm getting like 700 different messages that freak my ass out. I watched this entire video on water filters that are manufactured by the refrigerator companies
that you have to
replace. And they're very expensive. And they say, and note when they sell these things, they say they may remove. Apparently, there's lingo on the water filters that you replace in your refrigerator.
That
indicates they're not necessarily doing what they say they're doing.
I always buy the Frigidaire ones, because I asked the repairman. He said they are good water filters, but they are a lot of money. But I will say this, it saves us from buying a lot of bottled water, because it comes out of the fridge tasting great.
Isn't asking the repairman that works for Frigidaire, though, like asking the furniture salesman if the sofa's comfortable?
Let me rephrase it. It was actually the delivery man, and he did not work for Frigidaire. He just delivered stuff. He was.
I have no idea, but because it popped up, and I get so pissed.
Does your fridge warn you when you need to change it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all the time.
Of course.
And there's some fancy ones that I'm intrigued by now that like are countertop ones where like it evaporates the water and pours out the stuff. I'm intrigued by them. I don't know if they're any better.
I would be freaked out by drinking tap water now.
But the reason I was thinking back to drinking tap water when we were younger, did you think that different faucets in your house tasted different? Bathroom water tastes different than kitchen, right?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, yes.
And why is that?
Because it's coming out of a different hole.
It's temperature and whatever pipes.
Ultimately, yes.
Shannon Fisher said about Josh, he drinks tap water. That's why he drops his cheese.
Now, I grew up in a household that had well water, which had pluses and minuses.
Right.
It was a really deep well. It was 96 feet. So even in the dead of summer.
How many times did you fall?
Into the well.
My third kid is still there.
Who knows the depth of their well?
No, it was always something that we knew because people would say, why?
100-foot rope. Reach.
Why? No, stop it. They would say, in the dead of summer, why is the water coming out of the spigot ice cold? Because it was coming from...
Get him out!
Can't get him out. Oh, my God.
But it was also loaded with minerals. And it made for a sort of a funky tasting water that we all got used to. But it did make the best coffee. Because it had sort of a... almost like a acid to it, I guess, or the minerals. It made a really good coffee. But if you went up the road, I remember... in the Bell House, their water tasted like onions.
Yeah.
I can't explain it. I don't know. But
Well, we had what's called hard water, which would be bad for the pipes.
Yeah, and, exactly. Minerals.
Yeah, yes. Bad for the pipes. And also through elementary school, I drank a lot of water from our well, and my lips were bright red. All day. Every day I go in looking like the clown from It.
We called a plumber, Mike, and he said we only had to call him about hard water if it stayed hard for more than 4 hours.
You know what? For another time, I'll share the well story from when I lived in beautiful, scenic Haymarket, Virginia, where the wells are deep.
I love this story. It's a classic.
So much fun. It coincided with the death of another marriage. Yeah! Anyway, we've it was just around the same time. Hey, everybody, shopping is a low-key hassle. You know that enough already. Thank God times have changed and everything you need can now be purchased at the store found at MikeOMaraShow.com. This is where you end the search for TMOS merch. We got mugs, sexy items with new designs, hats. Check out our new TMOS SM55's logoed T-shirt.
I love it.
All the best colors. It's a beautiful T-shirt. Great design. Brand new. Check it out at MikeOMaraShow.com. And, of course, our TMOS Family Cookbook pre-order right now. It's perfect for the holidays. And, yes, never fear, darling. We still have them. Your pickleball paddles. Pickleballers? Pickleballers.
Pickleballers.
Why don't you kiss her? She's talking her to death. Why don't you kiss her?
The old man, and It's a Wonderful Life.
So stay out of the kitchen and hurry up and support the show you love. Every purchase keeps the laughs coming. Just click store at MikeOMaraShow.com. The source for all things TMOS. Official, authentic, and awesome. Thank you for your support. And remember our motto.
Yes.
K-E-L-L-O, double good. Kellogg's, best to you.
Mike, what we were looking for was this.
Good morning, the best to you each morning. K-E-L-L-O, double good, Kellogg's, best to you.
Kellogg's, best to you. Now back to our previous discussion. I wanted to say this. My wife, Carla, you're a hog. I get home yesterday.
This is way out of line.
Carla goes to work later. We're kind of overlapping with our schedules. I get the kid picked up. I take him to D-Bat, do a little baseball swinging to get ready for his big tournament weekend. By the time I get home, I'm a little hungry, and I know that we have in the Tupperware, in the refrigerator, a delightful secondhand, delicious leftover beef stroganoff that I made.
Oh, you talked about it. Yes. Yeah.
It was ready. I was ready to go.
Sophie told you how to make it.
Sophie, my German lady, told me how to make it. And I am here to tell you, Mrs. O'Mara selectively got her leftovers the day before inside the Tupperware. It's egg noodles and one mushroom and nothing else.
So she ate all the protein and good stuff and left you with all leftover the protein, noodles.
All the mushrooms, everything. I said,
sauce.
Did you eat all of the meat out of this? And she said, and almost proudly and defiantly looks me in the eye and said, yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what can you do? You can't do anything. It's gone.
It's like taking all the marshmallows out of Lucky Charms.
That's exactly what it's like, and I didn't get any meat.
Scraping the marshmallows off the top of your yams.
Now, it did expose a flaw in my preparation that because this is coming from a mother who was raised during the Depression and a woman who always wanted to make sure that we had just enough, not more.
Yeah.
That's the way.
And you're talking
about
people. Your mom, not Carla. Carla was
Mary
not
Elizabeth
up in the
O'Mara. Dude. Rest right. Your soul, my dear sweet mother,
sainted mother,
my sainted mother. Thank you. It's just where I was right. So I've always erred on the side of abbondanza.
Sure.
You know, make more than you need so you can have leftovers.
We had a big family, and it was not uncommon for two or three extra people to show
that's
up at dinner.
Kind of the way I looked at it.
You had to allow for it. Yeah.
This was very depressing, but I put in two of the big packages of the egg noodles, and my mistake was, the thing is, when you put them in water, they get bigger.
They do.
Okay. That little bag doesn't seem all that big, but next time I'll know better.
Yeah,
I really
and all
will.
The water might comes from different holes. Did you use
the
kitchen water for the noodles, or did you use filtered water?
I did, and they all tasted like onions, which was really, really strange for me.
And maybe it's time to set up some trap leftovers.
Yes.
Set up a trap for Carla.
I think she'll
stop taking leftovers.
Yeah.
Tie a string to one of the pieces of meat and tie the other end to a bell. And you'll know when she's in there.
You got beautiful video for us today, ladies and gentlemen.
This is stuff that's going to make you question your own set of beliefs.
Before we do that, I want to tell you about Fair Harbor. Summer ends and suddenly real clothes come back into play. Oh, there's nothing like fall. Luckily, Fair Harbor makes the switch feel easy. This podcast brought to you by Fair Harbor, keeping your wardrobe easy as year round. It's fun. Fair Harbor's fall essentials give you the freedom to layer up or down so you're set for wherever the day takes you. Grab their best-selling tees, soft layers, and pants that work with everything. It doesn't get much better than Fair Harbor's Horizon pants. The Horizon pants look clean and tailored, but they move like your favorite sweats thanks to the soft fabric and four-way stretch. Once you try them, good luck. You're not going to wear anything else after this.
It's true.
Josh and I wore our Fair Harbor swim trunks all summer, even to church.
Yeah,
best trunks ever,
especially to church.
I promise you will love Fair Harbor. Head to fairharborclothing.com/Mike and use code Mike for 20% off your order. Once again, that's Fair Harbor, H-A-R-B-O-R clothing.com/Mike for 20% off, and make sure you use the promo code Mike. Well, we just told you that before.
Yes, it's very important.
They know that I sent you because I am Mike of the Mountain. And now, without further ado, let's get to our beautiful video.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
Old times, Mike.
WTNT.
Remember them? They were a good outfit.
Oh, yes.
Mike, I've said it for years. I can literally say I've said this for 40 years. Watch out for squirrels. Squirrels will get you.
Okay.
Squirrels are evil. Squirrels.
You don't like bats. You don't like squirrels. You don't like raccoons. You don't like any. You don't like nature.
I like dogs. I like cows. Cows are great.
Well, that's part of nature, I said, but it's kind of domesticated, right?
Well, I guess, yeah, but I mean, yeah, I don't guess you're seeing any cows out in nature anymore.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, of course, when I am maximized, I don't see it. Now I will say, Dr. Rolando, thank you very, very, we're really generous this week from Dr. Rolando, who says he's testing Rob.
You bet you are.
He did that on purpose.
He purposely timed it during your video segment to try to throw you off.
I hope he's happy. I hope he's a happy, happy man.
Okay. Well, that's the type of doctor he is.
They say in Richmond, get ready, boys and girls. Here come your flying squirrels. This is not a flying squirrel, but it is problematic. Now, I've had squirrels up in a tree yell at me. Okay. Which is really disconcerting, but I've never had to go through this.
Warning of an attack squirrel are up in parts of San Rafael, California, that is north of San Francisco. They were posted after at least five.
I don't normally start videos over, but please pay attention to the stock footage of squirrels they use, trying to make them look evil.
Flyers warning of an attack squirrel are up in parts of San Rafael, California, that is north of San Francisco. They were posted after at least five people were attacked in the neighborhood. Victims say the squirrel came out of nowhere. Look at those wounds. And they say those wounds sent several people to the hospital.
Wow. Yeah.
This clomped onto my leg and was just hanging on. His tail was flying up here, you know. And I was like, get off me, get off me. And I kind of didn't want to touch it.
The squirrel went to the floor and from the floor tried to jump to my face.
Squirrels are unlikely to catch.
What's that, Mike? You're saying?
Yeah. I just wanted to say that if you are a local news station, living in a senior area like this TV station, you can, if you want someone to bitch or you want something to make something sound worse than it was, you can never miss with a senior citizen.
You're right.
Grab a senior citizen and they will make somebody driving over a curb sound like a national emergency. That's the way they roll.
There was an actuality on the news this morning, and I thought to myself, you should save this because this is good for any story. It was an old man, and I think it was about speed bumps, but the actuality was him just saying, I don't like it. It might just be me, but I don't like it. Yep. And I thought they could use that on every story that they do.
Josh, how do you feel about squirrels?
I don't mind squirrels. They're fine.
Mm-hmm. They're one of God's creatures.
Experience with squirrel. I think that picture is AI squirrel because he's got like seven fingers.
Well, it doesn't make him any less dangerous. So please beware. Mike, how have you, do you enjoy stretchy yogurt?
Stretchy yogurt, like toffee?
No, stretchy yogurt. It's a new Chinese trend that has just landed in New York City, where they make the yogurt, they say stretchy, and then they put mix-ins into it like a cold stone
creamer.
That's
like toffee.
Well, no, because it's yogurt. I mean, it's literally like, you know, spoiled milk.
Well, it sounds like frozen yogurt at that point.
But it's just good. Look at this and tell me if this doesn't look unappealing, all right? So, look.
Peach cookie, raspberry popping boba. That's my stretchy yogurt, and the base is mango yogurt.
Now look, it doesn't look stretchy to me.
It looks runny.
It's regular yogurt.
So it's not necessarily thick and sticky.
Looks delicious,
it's
though.
Stretchy.
Looks custardy.
You know what I say? I say beware of stuff that comes from China.
No. No way. You're not going to get that from me. I got them on this morning.
Hold on. your stuff?
Yeah, I got these.
And I might be able to find that at my supermarket.
Yeah.
Look at that. Isn't that a beautiful shoe?
That is a beautiful shoe. But Mike.
Isn't that a beautiful shoe?
Oh, you have dirt on the bottom of it. Did you step in something?
I got gum on the bottom of my shoe. I hope it's gum. Hold on. Yeah, it's gum.
Boy, you're very lucky it's gum with a sniff that big you took. Because if it was something else, you'd really have something.
I even took I took an insole from one of my other Chinese shoes. And put it in my new Chinese shoe. Very lightweight, super comfortable. That's just as good as a Hey Dude, if not better. Thank you.
You know what? Why aren't we selling
14, 15 bucks for these?
Josh, why aren't we selling TMOS shoes?
I can have them up this afternoon.
I wish you would. Do we still have a Temu link on our webpage?
We do.
Do we still have that?
We do.
Okay.
I hit it every day, and every day I get a 100% discount.
Yeah, don't do that. Okay.
Spinning wheel.
Caveat emptor, buyer beware. Let me just tell you, don't do any of that crap. You do any of that crap. Like, I know a friend of mine, Schmike O'Mara, that was got on that hamster wheel and was in a
free gifts.
Was like in a world of hurt. And then you check out and it's like, why is this $47?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah,
that's not how casinos are supposed to work.
I'm a rube, I admit it.
Good news, Mike. The Cancun, Mexico Music Festival that Luke Bryan hosts every year is a go.
Oh, good. That's
and
good.
This is fun. It's sponsored by our friends at Country Music Television, who, don't forget, years ago provided us with the Bellamy Brothers.
Okay.
This is Luke being so Lukey on the announcement of the lineup of people I don't know.
And Cody Allen on the road this weekend with Luke Bryan on his farm tour. But soon enough, the sweet beachy shores of Mexico will be calling
they're
us
back. They're calling. We have huge news. Thanks to CMT, y'all are allowing me to announce the official lineup of Crash My Playa year 11 is.
I love his neck beard. I mean, really, why figure out a line where you should shave? Just let it go, Luke. Let it go.
You sold me on Luke. Yeah. You have sold me on Luke.
You want to read who's going to be there?
Luke Bryan.
I'm there, of course. Dirk Bentley.
I heard of him.
Green. No. Parker.
No.
McCollum.
Dustin Lynch is back with that awesome pool party.
Tucker Wetmore.
No.
Cameron Marlowe.
No.
Chase Matthew.
No.
George Burge.
No.
You know, all these people look better than me in a bathing suit.
Oh, what's up?
And the Castellos.
Josh Ross. Priscilla Block. Lauren Watkins. And DJ Rock. Quite a lineup.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Mike, quite a lineup.
I was glad that we had some women on there.
You know? Me too. Yeah.
No plus other DJ diversity. Rock. No other diversity in there. You know.
Well, look to the industry, Mike.
Yeah.
But Luke is a very generous man, and he loves ladies.
We're running short on time. You got one more
close,
for us.
We're going to close with this, Mike. This came to trend yesterday because the story behind it is it's an old commercial from the 90s, and a guy was watching it, and he spotted his mom in it. She's dead, but he didn't have this piece of tape of her, and he was very happy to find her in this commercial. That's not what's important here.
Okay.
What's important here is that the 90s were not that long ago, and that this was a real product that real people paid real money for. Okay.
Talking on the phone getting out of hand? Look out! You need Phone Relief, the ultimate enhanced-free phone design. Watch. Simply attach the special double back fastener to any phone. Then attach the Phone Relief headset. It's that easy. Hands-free, pain-free. You'll wonder how you ever lived without it. It's perfect for remotes. Now talk hands-free anywhere, anytime. Office work is a pain for Mr. Phone in the Neck, but you won't miss a beat with hands-free freedom. A must for the entire office. Work goes quick and easier. The padded headset removes this easily and is fully adjustable. Best of all, Phone Relief works with your favorite phone, an amazing breakthrough product you'll use every day. Now only $12.95. Call toll free to order by credit card and make this your last phone in the neck call.
That's fantastic. Great.
It is a clip. Then I can't say Velcro in it, I guess, because it's like an item that is, you know,
right.
Still copyrighted.
A brand.
Right.
So he says two-sided attachment technology. And they're putting a phone. You're basically holding a phone to your face. It's just,
yes.
I can't believe we went for it.
It's the dark ages. It is.
It was. Yes.
And, you know, when you watch that, it makes me sad. I don't know why it makes me sad, but, you know, just look up senior citizens and you'll find out why. We got to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with a bonus show tomorrow. Let me see what we've got coming up.
Yeah,
on
what?
Our,
tease
bonus
us, Mike. Tease
tomorrow.
Us.
I'm going to do that because I have to move a few things around here while I'm doing that. Thank you, by the way, for all of the super chats today.
Great
we
stuff.
Sincerely appreciate that. And on Monday's show, Rob Spiewak will have exciting new sounds for the super chats that we get each and every day.
And
so,
remember, the more you give, the more you get.
That's it. By the way, on the bonus show this week, here's something really uplifting for people. What happens when you die? You can't get enough of what won't satisfy you. If you're not arguing, you're not interested. And every parent's fear. That and more on this week's bonus
scared
show.
Scared to do it.
Yeah, it's a scary one. I think it sort of speaks to the mood of the guy that set the show up.
How about that? Isn't
anyway,
that something?
We'll see you tomorrow with the bonus show. Back on Monday for everybody with the results of a winning weekend of baseball. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Goodbye, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
So my sister went around and looked in the toilet. She's like, I ain't never seen nothing like it. It's a baby.
Oh, F it.